Awkward people, Stephanie and I are super excited to announce a new partnership that we have with a swinging community site called SDC. Now, the way that we're going to handle this one is this is where we're going to communicate from now on with anybody that we want to play with, because SDC has a great way of letting us figure out exactly what somebody is. It's going to ask all the right questions. I get to know what their height, their weight, their play preference. All kinds of pictures, they can upload videos, and it makes it super easy to search and verify location on. So we figured, hey, if they're gonna let us play and advertise, that's probably gonna be the right site for us to use, right, Steph?
Absolutely. I mean, it makes sense.
It's like window shopping now. Steph can just jump on and whoever she likes, boom, right there. Now, if you wanna make sure that you get connected with us on that site, sign up through our link, awkward. XXX.com. Anybody that signs up there, we will find out. Now, maybe not immediately because we're still learning, but we will find you and we will send you a message saying, hey, thank you for joining. And it'll be a great way for us to connect and have unfiltered conversation together. So we're really looking forward to it. And hopefully, we'll see you online at Awkward XX. So we dropped all of our prices
Yeah.
because we're trying to create community here instead of just try to make money. You know, I always said that when I was in real estate, that if we took care of our community first, the money would come. And
And they
that's
would take care of
exactly,
us.
exactly. And that's what we're trying to do here. So on our Fansly now, we have it opened up pretty wide for about $100. You can see every pay-per-view that we have available.
Right.
Opened right there. We're also dropping the prices of all our pay-per-views across the board. So instead of $30 a pop, they're going to be $20 a pop. We know the economy is struggling right now, but we also just really want to increase the amount of people that can see our content and possibly join in. So if you think that might be you, check it out, virginitysnatchers.com. Please support us and leave a comment, like it, share it, tell your family about it. And we'll see you there. So, you know, part of the awkward is let's have a little talk about hygiene.
Yeah.
You know, the Summer's Eve products, you know, you always walk down. I used to walk down and be like, what flavor would I like my vagina to be this month?
Right, like the flavor of the month.
But then I realized my favorite flavor of vagina is actually not Summer's Eve
Right.
or Spring Blossom. It's vagina.
Yeah, that's just straight up. That's the way it is.
And when we got a sample of this healthy hoo-hoo, that was my first concern, was what is this going to smell like?
I was like,
'Cause
uh-oh.
I'm pretty content with the way things are smelling. And it smelled like nothing.
Yeah, it was very odorless.
Completely odorless. And, you know, you've used it before and after play sessions, which is what you're supposed to do.
Right.
Helps balance the pH. And I've actually been able to use it a few times on myself too, because pH balance is not just for you.
Yeah.
Works for me as well. So if you're interested in giving something a go that's not going to, you know, take away that natural,
Flavor.
then you may want to check out Healthy Hoo Hoo and use our discount code StephanieClassX and get yourself. You're listening to the Awkward Pillow Talk podcast. I'm your host, Jason Class, along with my wife, OnlyFans model, and self-proclaimed awkward chick, Stephanie Class. We're here to get the awkward stuff out of the way. This podcast is a true representation of our journey through anxiety and learning to love sex. If any of that offends you, we'd like to say, fuck you. All right, everybody, welcome to another episode of Awkward Pillow Talk Podcast. And, you know, I'm trying to calm down the mood a little bit.
Yeah.
It was a stressful evening with the children,
Yes.
but trying to relax a little bit. I'm hearing my neighbors yelling outside. They're having a pool party, you know.
Yeah.
But I am here today with Nicole Pearl.
Yeah.
And I'm excited to have Nicole here, because I don't get to talk about content creation too often with people,
Right.
as far as like, you know, her and her husband make their own content as we do. So that's just super exciting to me because it's something that is, again, awkward maybe for some people to talk about.
But it's not.
But fascinating to me. I love everybody's own techniques and their own thought processes and finding out, you know, maybe how their fans like something versus our fans. But anyways, let's go ahead. And Nicole, would you like to, I've just stolen your spotlight again, but would you like to introduce yourself?
Yeah, I'm Nicole Pearl. I'm a content creator on OnlyFans, Loyal Fans, and ManyVids. I have teasers and previews posted on Pornhub. I started in 2019. I was a stripper for about 15 years before I started doing content, but it was when everything started closing down for COVID when we started doing the content creation. Both me and my husband both worked at the same strip clubs, but when it closed down, we had to.
Yeah, I can imagine. Yeah.
Did you find a lot of people from the strip club went into that kind of thing too?
Yeah, almost everybody did. And now they're having trouble getting girls to come back in.
Oh, no.
I mean, hard to blame.
That
was always one thing. And maybe you can actually shed some light for me on this because, okay, a little backstory. One of my favorite places to go to for lunch is a strip club in our area.
Yes.
And the reason being, they have wonderful grilled cheese. Really, just next level grilled cheese. So we'll go there for lunch. And the girls typically ignore us.
But we go there, they open
it at
noon.
It is lunch. But it is, we are a couple. I have pockets full of money, you know, ready to go. And they won't even look at us, right? It's fine, whatever. So I try approaching the owner. I'm like, hey, so I'm also a boudoir photographer. I need help with my portfolio. I will literally give you free photography for your marketing.
And for the girls.
In exchange for me being able to use, you know, for my portfolio. And I just get ghosted. I'm like, y'all, this got to be, this is free marketing. What am I doing wrong?
Why don't they want my help?
No,
they won't.
No, they won't let me talk to the girls directly.
I mean, they're not like holding you back.
They're not holding me back, but like.
Yeah.
They just won't
don't let
talk
the club owner know that you're talking to them directly about that, but. Talk to the girls directly about it because they're probably just not even passing it on to you or to them.
Probably not. That's probably smart.
See, I'm just totally clueless on this.
Keep business cards.
I have business cards now.
We didn't at the time, but we do now. So
yeah, I mean, we live right on the beach, you know, and I know a lot of these girls have to have OF pages or something. It would be silly not to at this point. I don't know. Maybe there's a reason not to. Maybe there's. I have no idea.
I don't know.
But, you know, we're like, hey, come on, let us help. And it's very, very difficult to get anybody to budge. But, you know, maybe if they're listening, you know, and you're one of the girls that work at the place with an amazing grilled cheese in Florida, you know who you are.
Very non-descriptive.
Reach out to us. So this is the interview you're in for, Nicole. I hope you're prepared for it. I don't know where this is going. Nobody can tell you where it's going to go.
And I can't stop him.
So you got into this with your husband. I'm sure you've had a bit of an evolution from 2019 to now. That's, you know, what, 5 years of content creation, essentially. Right. So do you feel like you've learned a lot and you've grown? Because I know for me, we've started with, you know, a cell phone. And now I've gone to like
my face to.
I got like $20,000 worth of camera gear because I just love filming stuff so much. So it's gotten out of hand for me.
Yeah.
But how about you? Do you feel like you guys have grown a little bit?
Yeah. It was the same way, and not even a good cell phone. Very blurry. I didn't realize how much work it was going to be. It is a lot of work.
It is a lot of work. Like, people will say, like, oh, you know, you go to work, and you're like, no, like, I really, like, it's work. Like,
it is work.
You got to perform even when you're not turned on.
Right.
Like,
or you don't want to. You're
or
like,
else
okay,
you're
well,
not
going to
get food.
Right.
So.
And it's not even just that. It's like the promoting and the, like, you know, messaging the fans. And, like, there's a whole, like side to it that people don't even, like, know or realize that, like, you have to do in order to even get these fans here.
But it's great once you get here.
Right.
Don't get
me
wrong.
It's totally
worth the work, but my goodness, it is still work. It's, just I like mean, anything else, you know?
Yeah.
And So it's cool though. I feel like I, hopefully you had the same support that, she had, as far as like, we did a lot of this together. So it was never like, so your husband was with you during the whole process, right?
Yeah. But he was just starting out from scratch like me. He hardly even posts on social media, like gotcha. As a personal account. Okay. So he was learning social media all over. I made all different separate accounts from friends and family. So right. We were building our following from scratch. We were just kind of like riding by with regulars that knew us from a strip club. Like okay. That's how we got support for a while. But you know how fans are. They subscribe to you for a few months and then they leave. You got to figure out how to get more in. So
that's it's that constant hustle that is the exhausting part. Because I'm like, man, if I could just get a constant flow of people that wanted to come through and buy our content, I'd be good to go. Because we got great content, content for days.
Right.
But we get stuck where it's like, all right, well, we're on this slow drip and maybe we'll get, I don't know, 5-6
right.
a day.
Like, wow. Yeah.
And you're like, that's,
but at the same time, I'm like, it sucks, but I'm like, yes, like we,
but
got
it's
that.
Hard. It's hard to make, pay the bills off of 5-6 right. dropping, when it's on the slow days, cause out of those 5 or 6, so how many are actually going to buy a pay-per-view that day, right. to make probably it in time for payday.
Right.
Probably not enough to, right. unfortunately.
Yeah.
Sometimes it works out really well. I think that's what we're learning is, I guess, with us opening up more, branching out, communicating with other people, it's making it a little easier for us, at least.
Right. And to realize that we're not alone either. It's like everybody kind of goes through these like ebbs and flows of like having the like super highs and the super lows in the industry. It's not like a constant. I mean, maybe for some people it is like a constant high, but like it's definitely like, there's highs and lows, just like any,
Yeah. I think it's everybody though. Like anytime you log into Reddit or any of these groups, people are like, oh, it's been slow for me this month. How about you? And then there's like a bunch of people commenting saying that it's slow. And there's always like a reason. They're like, well, it's because Memorial Day is coming up, or it's because Easter's coming up.
Right.
Or, there's always like a reason in their head.
Right.
Why
I'm like, well, there's
slow.
Like a holiday every month.
Yeah. We've really had to stop like giving ourselves excuses on that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
Because it is easy to say, okay, well, why would I even put the effort in? Nobody's going to be on tonight. It's Memorial Day weekend. But that one person that's,
not from the U.S. or whatever.
Whatever it might be could make the night for you,
But like, even last week it was Mother's Day and it was like, man, it's like dead. And I'm like, this sucks. Like, come on, guys. And nothing. I'm like, okay, maybe they're all spending it with their moms. I'm like, darn it. Like,
give me some love. One guy who's not their mom.
Right. I'm like, just show me some love, guys, but nothing. I was like, oh, man. Oh, well. But.
I mean, it is what it is. But so when you guys are filming now, you said you started out with a bad, camera. Do you have you guys have a whole setup now, or you just go to the iPhone is still tried and true for me, don't get me wrong.
Yeah, no, like, you still like doing
that. I'll use the iPhone on the ring light and it does great too. But in the beginning it would be like the iPhone kind of propped up against the Xbox. You know what I mean?
Yeah. You just hope it gets
get
the right
one
shot.
Angle with like 3/4 of my butt.
I hope you can use something.
I remember first time, I'm like, how do people even get their butt in the picture? I'm trying to use my arm.
Yeah.
Oh, the amount of rigs I've come up with to try to take videos of us having sex and being able to actually aim it properly. I'll be like, okay. If I get the camera plugged into here, I can have it go to our 70-inch TV across the room. And then from there, I should be able to eyeball it. And okay, I could do it that way. Or I could edit it, and crop it. Talk to me, about, some habits, of, your fans. Like, what kind of videos are you putting out that they're like, hey, this is an excitement? Like, do you have a niche? A certain style video that you like to do?
A little bit. For a while, because I live stream on Clapper, a lot of people like to shower videos, and I was getting a lot of custom requests for shower videos.
A lot of newer models, especially, get to learn that the hard way, you know, is as they go through all this kind of shit. And as I've gone through kinks, like we were just talking about this the other day, we have a gangbang video.
Yes.
It's over an hour long. It is the best piece of pornographic cinema that has been released in this millennia. Look, I'm going to say it. I'm going to say it.
God.
No, I'm just kidding. But for an hour of content, that's a significant chunk.
Right. There's five people included.
And I used to sell it for like $20.
No, we've sold it for $15.
Yeah. And I finally got to the point, I was like, no, fuck that. Like, this is legitimately like people.
That's a movie.
It is a right. fucking movie in it.
Yeah.
There is so much that happens in it. Like, it is.
Yeah.
It really is great. Like, I'm not saying it's the greatest thing ever. I did say that, but I wasn't serious. But it, like, it's.
No, it's.
There's a lot
good,
to it.
Yeah.
Not to mention the amount of fucking money I had to spend on the room and all that kind of shit.
Yeah.
Good God.
Yeah.
All the cameras I had.
Yeah. But yeah, no, we were just like, you know what? Like, we're making it like one set price, and if they don't like it, they don't like it. Like, tough
yeah,
shit.
Yeah, you don't get
like,
to see it. I mean, it's sometimes you just gotta pay for the good shit.
Right.
That's exactly what it is. And, yep. you know,
I mean, and I tell them, I'm like, it's steep, but like, it's worth it. It's over an hour. And some people are like, yeah, hit me with the price. And I do. And they're like, all right, I can do it. Or else, you know, some people are like, oh, no, that's too much. I'm like, all right, sorry. Like, don't know what to tell you. So,
yeah. Yeah, I guess you don't get to see
right.
what a 10 and a half inch BBC and a gangbang looks
right.
like.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah. It is an oddity, let me tell you.
It's wild.
How long did it take to film it? You said it was an hour long, but how long was the process?
I don't even remember.
I mean, I'd say the whole thing from them showing up to leaving was probably like two and a half hours.
Two and a half to three. One left early.
Ish.
Ish. Like, not like early, but like
he busted. So
and then
like,
he was like, all right, I'm out.
Post no clarity.
He's like,
nobody
sailing.
Wants to hang around the gangbang after you nut him. You know?
Right.
I mean, hey, champ, here's some water. No.
Like, he was like, all right, you cool if I leave?
I was like yeah, dude, you don't have to sit in the corner, like, wishing you could have held on a little longer.
So it wasn't, like, that much longer, but.
No.
Yeah, I'd say it was, like, 2.5-3 hours total, but, like, yeah, we kind of, like, all, like.
It was, that night kind of turned into a blur for us, though, because yeah. we were, like, at the height of our OF career at that moment, and that was supposed to be, like, our, like, just, like.
Take it to the
boom,
next level.
Boom, take it to the next level. We were, like, right at top 2%, something like that.
Right.
And this was, like.
And we were, like, killing it on TikTok.
We were killing it on TikTok. We were getting 40-plus subscribers a day from TikTok. It was amazing. And then that night, after we filmed it, we woke up the next morning and our TikTok got banned.
Oh.
Our Reddit got banned.
Yeah.
And Instagram got banned.
Yeah.
That's happened to us twice where we've gotten them all banned.
Yeah.
And
so, like, we'd spent, like, all this time, like, promoting this and, like.
And then, like, we finally release it and one person bought it.
And I was like, well,
oh, my
shit.
Gosh.
Yeah.
Yeah. That was like.
Bad.
So, have you had those struggles as well, getting your socials deleted and stuff? It seems to be
yeah.
a pretty.
I'm starting back over
theme.
My Instagram right now.
Oh, yeah.
So frustrating, isn't it? It is just
it
like.
It is frustrating.
Devastating.
Yeah.
The amount
sucks.
The Reddit one to me was just like that
just one hurt.
Fucking killed me. The 7 years. It was a 7-year-old account.
Oh wow.
And man, it was killing it for us too.
Yeah.
That I mean the yeah. TikTok one sucked too, because 40 subscribers a day was like
that was a lot.
That was intense.
Yeah. But
and they kicked us off of that because she showed her foot during a TikTok live. Somebody's
her
like,
foot?
Hey, can I see your
foot?
And she was like this? And it was like,
no,
boom.
I literally just went like this. I was like, oh, yeah, like that. And then that was it. Like, just a quick, because, like, I knew, like, they'd be weird about I was sitting there, like, in just regular clothes folding laundry. Because I was like, I don't know what to do. So I was just folding the laundry. And someone was like, can I see your feet? And I was like, yeah, okay, boom. And then it was like, boom, like, immediately shut off. And I was like, what happened to live? And he was like, I don't know. And it was just gone. And couldn't get that TikTok back. It sucked.
That's the only terrible. Thing we could think of, because, like, we really didn't do anything worse than that.
No. So. No, I was mm-hmm. very careful, because I knew how quickly they would shut people down, but Yeah, that's the only thing we think of. Yeah,
we fought to get it back. Didn't come back. We had another one. That one lasted for a little while, and then that one got shut down. And at that point, I was just like, you know what? I'm exhausted.
It gets to the point where you're like, I don't want to give up, but like, how do you keep going when you keep getting shut down? And it is very like draining, like mentally, physically, like having to like restart all these times. But like, I mean, we do it because this is our full-time job. So, but it's very, I don't know. It's exhausting.
Well, it is though. That's where I'm at right now. I got my Snapchat shut down, TikTok. I'm just now starting a new Instagram because my Instagram closed down and then I started a brand new one and I was going to just do professional pictures that were like classy, I guess, to not risk it. And I got so many posted and they shut that one down too.
Ugh.
So then I started another one, but.
I just feel like it really sucks to like have to worry about that constant fear because like my business can go from amazing to nothing in the matter of an evening. I've seen it happen, you know, and it's like, yeah, this job is awesome, but also it's terrifying because I don't have a safety net for when shit goes wrong, you know?
Like, I know there's people that have like,
so you're like, oh, I don't want to pay this much for a gangbang video, but I'm like, hey, that's also going to pay my bills this month,
shit goes sideways. So
yeah, the risk that I put to even advertise that on some of these platforms,
right,
for you to go and see it, could have risked
losing everything.
Did you see that article? Belle Delphine, remember she sold her bathwater and got $90,000. She just got her money for that because I guess PayPal shut down her PayPal account with all her
money
in it. And it was like a Business Insider article, and she just now got her money for that.
That was a while ago, wasn't it?
It was forever ago, yeah. That's fucking crazy. No, I didn't see that. I don't know why. It was like a month ago I was reading about her. I was like, what the fuck happened to her? And nothing really. Nothing really happened to her. She got like boring, I think. I don't know. She like blew up in the bathwater
thing. She blew up and then faded out,
And then she faded out. I think the spotlight maybe been a little too much. But
maybe.
I'm sorry. If I could have sold me flavored water for money, I certainly would be doing it.
I would do it.
You know? Hey, I'll sit in the bath and just scoop it out for you. Whatever.
Put them in the little mason jars. Like,
yeah.
Send them out.
Jasonade.
I like it.
People, some of the kinks we've come across too are weird. And like, I know that there's
like,
straight
not
up.
Like,
I just know straight up there was people that got that bath water, immediately opened it and just chugged it.
Yeah.
You know?
Like, yeah, probably.
Like, without a doubt, that happened probably at least 50% of the time.
Probably, yeah.
I mean, really, there's just the crazy stuff we've come into. And I'm sure you've seen it too because you're on MV as well. I'd just like to put that out there. Nicole, how much is your OnlyFans page per month? I know that you have a free one, correct?
Do you have a
free one and a paid one?
Yeah, I have a free one. It's free for 30 days to join. And then it's $9.99 after that. And then I have a VIP page where everything's posted to the wall. And that one's $20 a month.
All right. And cool. If you have a favorite pay-per-view, do you have pay-per-views?
Yeah, I do pay-per-views on my free one.
Okay. Do you have a favorite video that you could currently promote? Something that you could tell somebody, hey, if you're going to come to my wall right now, this is one that I'm proud of. This is what you should go buy.
Right.
I did a Marge Simpson cosplay for MILF of the Day for Mother's Day.
That's okay.
Awesome. That was a lot of fun.
That's awesome.
That is... That is worth checking. You may need to send me a picture. You can send me a Safe for Work picture, and maybe we use that as a little bit of promo for you on here, too. Just throw that up on the screen real quick. Quick flash of you in Marge Simpson cosplay, you know? Get some people to do some extra clicks.
There you go.
That kind of
get
shit.
Get them to the freeze.
Exactly. The freeze, a little freeze frame of you in the Marge. That's pretty bad.
I did have a lot of fun with it, though. I was like, I want to start doing a MILF of the Day now, and I'm going to just start thinking of famous sitcom moms or the cartoon moms.
Yeah. That's pretty cool.
Do you do a lot of cosplay on your page, then?
Not a lot, no. It was just a thought I had in my head, and I had fun with it.
That's how I go, too. I just get these random thoughts, and I'm like, yep, that's going to be me. And they're like, cool, is that something we can do now? Like, I'll have people come from all over, and they're like, wow, I really liked this one kink that you guys did.
Can you do more?
Can you do it again? And I'm like, I don't know what I did, man.
You're just going to have to tell me what it was.
I'm glad you liked it, though. Stay around. Maybe I'll do it again.
And you're like, just tell me what it was. Like,
we've had that a few times where people like come back in and be like, can you remake this video? And then I'll do it. And I'm like, no, it just wasn't.
That's not the same.
Like, it just didn't hit right.
Yeah, man, I can't create, you know.
Don't know what to tell you.
Can't do it twice all the time.
Right, if it's like, you know, usually
usually when they don't like it, you know why they don't like it? It's because I took their fucking suggestions, and their suggestions are shit.
That is true. Yeah.
Like, oh, I want it, I just want it in one angle from, like, up here.
I know what you're talking about.
And then it's like, okay. And it's like, well, I couldn't see it. You know, I'm like, well, that's because that's the fucking angle that you told me.
You told me to choose that angle.
I'm not going to do it again because you had bad directions. I'm sorry.
Yep. And then he restricted us.
You did restrict us right after that. But, you know.
I get the opposite problem. I get people that'll like want like 15 different positions, but they only want to buy a 5-minute video.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm like this, like a whole list of instructions, and they'll like have lines they want me to say a whole script, and they'll be like, but I only want to pay for 5 minutes.
That's a lot.
Like, 5 minutes.
We've had to get so firm with people. I hate it because I'm such a nice guy.
Yeah, like I hate being like, I'm like, ooh, I know I'm gonna have to get mean with this one. I'm like,
this isn't a negotiation practice. Right. This is me telling you what my price is. You either buy it or you don't.
Right.
You know?
Yeah.
Don't be like, oh, BB. Please, BB, $5?
Yeah, you know? Like, no. You know, I had someone come in yesterday or 2 days ago, like, brand new sub, and then messaged. He came in looking for a very specific video. I guess we did a little teaser on Pornhub. Came in, he was like, hey, I want that video. And I was like, cool. So I sent it to him. And he goes, would you do it for less? I was like, no. No, I would not. And he was like, oh, okay. And then just, he never bought it. And I was like, cool. So you literally just came to my page.
I get it. Because, like, they don't know how much it's going to be when they come.
Right. We don't tell them. Yeah.
I understand. Maybe he'll come back. And I'm not shaming anybody for it.
But I was like.
It's the guys that come in and then they really try to, like, you say no. And then they're like, no, come on. And they keep going for it.
Trying to dicker and deal.
Yeah. And I don't. I'm a salesman.
I'm not, but.
Nope. So I don't do that shit. Did you say dicker and deal?
Yeah. Dicker and deal. Yeah.
That sounded very Tennessee to me.
I was like, that was very Southern, yeah.
Are you Tennessee?
I am Tennessee.
That's funny.
We lived in Nashville for about 5 years.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I'm in Knoxville.
Near Nashville.
Yeah, we are near Nashville. We're Nashville.
Yeah, I can throw on the Southern charm when I need to. You know, if I'm trying to sell something real quick, you know, nobody trusts anybody more than a man with a Southern accent. You know?
Right.
You just got
yeah. See, it's that salesman.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah. Yeah.
But that's funny.
Yeah, I was like, as soon as she said that, I was like, that was Southern.
I caught it. And then I was like, is that what I thought I heard?
It's funny.
That is funny. Now I totally got off track because I started thinking about Tennessee. Way to go, Nicole.
Did you show her your Tennessee?
Oh, yeah. I got a Tennessee tattoo.
Oh, very nice.
Yeah. Most, if you're a dork, you think it's a Dragon Ball tattoo. Yeah. So a lot of geeks will come up to me in the mall and be like, hey, dude, nice Dragon Ball tattoo.
And you're like, cool.
And I'm like, oh cool. It's actually the state of Tennessee.
And you had that so much when we were living in Tennessee, too. You're like, dude, it's literally like...
It's literally your state flag.
Like, they're like, oh, I've never seen it. Oh, okay.
I've never seen it. Oh, no.
Like, what? I don't know.
We lived in the country, though.
Yeah, we lived out in the cut.
In Tennessee, in our part. So, you know, to be fair...
They probably really never saw the flag.
It was a little closed off. Yeah.
Nothing bad about them.
No, we loved it. We were like straight city folk coming from like Northern Virginia.
Yeah.
And we bought this like acre of land.
And we were like, wow, an acre of land.
We had like too many animals on it. We had like 60 chickens, 2 goats, some pigs,
4 dogs,
4 dogs.
Goat, on ducks.
We had ducks at one point.
Almost got a cow.
Way fucking overdid it. Yeah. And then we had kids, and we were like, oh shit, we can't have this many animals and kids at the same time. This doesn't mix.
I was like, I can't feasibly do all of this.
So, all right, farm animals got to go.
I was like, guess we can't get rid of the kids. So, kids and dogs can stay. Have to go.
Make them draw straws, see who can stay.
Right. Yeah, there you go. We're like, all right, well, you know, the seniority, sorry guys. Like, they were here first.
But, I mean, Tennessee's where we started, like, our whole, like, journey into the lifestyle stuff, because Nashville used to have these like swingers clubs that we'd go to. There was a place we went out to closer to Knoxville too. Crossville's kind of close to Knoxville, isn't it?
Ish.
Oh, I think it's a kind of close. About an hour.
We went out to this like there's like a nude resort out there.
Yeah.
I've heard of that.
It's Pandora's Forest.
Yeah.
What a fucking nightmare.
I haven't really heard good things, but I didn't know where you were going with this.
She's like trying to keep a straight face.
Oh, man. If you get a chance, listen to our podcast. We did a podcast story just on Pandora's Forest. And it was like...
I don't remember what it was called, though.
It's called Pandora's Forest.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. But like to highlight it, like my favorite part of the entire time is like our first time somebody tried to talk us into getting naked and like going into a pool was a dude with his wife who was naked laying on a float, and she was laying on the float because she had just had a stroke.
Hey,
my wife can be naked and she just had a stroke. So you guys should take your clothes off
you
too.
You should get naked too. And we're like, we're like, good.
What kind of selling point is that?
she had these big old fake tits, and they were just like kind of like propped up to the side staring at me. And I'm like, am I allowed to look? Like, she can't even make eye contact with me.
Like, yeah, it was bad.
So that was essentially my first, like, experience with Pandora's Forest. And it only got worse from there, if you can.
Yeah, that was within, like, the first, like, 10, 15 minutes of us being there. And it was like, oh, cool. Like, what the hell did we just get ourselves into? I was like, we just drove, like, an hour, hour and a half. And
like, no, we're going to experience this, goddammit. We drove way too far.
If not more.
So it's worth it, and I should check it out, is what you're saying.
If you want a good story.
I did say in that podcast, and I'll say it again, it could have changed. And I also will say that this was a while ago, and my perception of sex
and the lifestyle
has also changed. So the horrors that I may have witnessed then may be
actually normal.
Normal, or I may have seen in a different light now.
Yeah, because it was probably almost 10 years ago.
Yeah, so I try not to guilt it too much, because I think there was a lot of positives. Like, I'd love to go back there and do like a photo shoot, because it's out in the nature area. Like,
it was pretty.
You know,
like, it was a pretty drive, like, into the little like cut.
Yeah, but you know, if it really was like I saw it, then no, it was terrible. All right, Nicole. Well, I will let you go on this one. Let me go ahead and summarize real quick. I want to do a quick clip with you. And let's just kind of do a quick overview for your page again.
All right. So my basic page is onlyfans.com/NicolePearlFans. You get a free 30-day trial. After that, the price is $9.99 a month. That gets access to full nudes on the wall and teasers for pay-per-view videos. My VIP page is full access to everything, full nudes, and my full videos are posted straight to the wall. The link to that is onlyfans.com/NicolePearlVIP, and the monthly subscription cost is $20 a month.
So, all right, if you want to see our page, you can go to onlyfans.com/StephanieClass. It's a $6 subscription fee on that one. And then pay-per-view. Our pay-per-views are going to range anywhere from 15 all the way to $100. Mm-hmm. But we promise you it is worth every single penny. And if you are looking for just videos with Stephanie and I, you can go to onlyfans.com/theclassroom. The Stephanie Classpage is the only one that you can find swinger videos or videos with the virgins. Right. And the other one is just for us. So hopefully everybody will go and check out both pages. And Nicole, thank you so, so much again for talking. I know that I just rambled on, and you're like, when is this dude going to come to a point? But thank you for sticking with us.
Yeah. Thank you for having me. It was good talking to you guys.
Awkward people, Stephanie and I are super excited to announce a new partnership that we have with a swinging community site called SDC. Now, the way that we're going to handle this one is this is where we're going to communicate from now on with anybody that we want to play with, because SDC has a great way of letting us figure out exactly what somebody is. It's going to ask all the right questions. I get to know what their height, their weight, their play preference, all kinds of pictures. They can upload videos, and it makes it super easy to search and verify location on. So we figured, hey, if they're going to let us play and advertise, that's probably going to be the right site for us to use, right, Steph?
Absolutely. I mean, it makes sense.
It's like window shopping now. Steph can just jump on and whoever she likes, boom, right there. Now, if you want to make sure that you get connected with us on that site, sign up through our link, awkwardxxx.com. Anybody that signs up there, we will find out. Now, maybe not immediately because we're still learning, but we will find you and we will send you a message saying, hey, thank you for joining. And it'll be a great way for us to connect and have unfiltered conversation together. So we're really looking forward to it. And hopefully we'll see you online at awkwardxx. Common Confidential. You know, sometimes when you think about luxury, you think about like the bed sheets or the mattress that you're on. You don't necessarily think about the towels that you're going to use to clean up with afterwards. And that is probably my favorite thing about what we received from Common Confidential is these little cum rags. Y'all, it seems silly, but they are absolutely amazing. I mean, let's not get it twisted. The blanket they gave us is awesome too. Steph and I rolled around on it immediately. And the body butter that they gave us, I mean, it works for penetration too, which, you know, right up our alley. But still, the 6 washcloths, that is what I think about most often and what I try to keep clean. Because if I'm going to clean up, I'd much rather clean up with that than with a paper towel. I know it's silly, but y'all go check it out yourself, commonconfidential.com, and then use our discount code awkwardpillowtalk. Get some for yourself. You're going to thank me later.
So, you know, part of the awkward is let's have a little talk about hygiene.
Yeah.
You know, the Summer's Eve products, you know, you always walk down. I used to walk down and be like, what flavor would I like my vagina to be this month?
Right, like the flavor of the month.
But then I realized my favorite flavor of vagina is actually not Summer's Eve.
Right.
Or spring blossom. It's vagina.
Yeah, it's just straight up. That's the way it is.
And when we got a sample of this healthy hoo-hoo, that was my first concern, was what is this going to smell like?
I was like, uh-oh.
I'm pretty content with the way things are smelling. And it smelled like nothing.
Yeah, it was very odorless.
Completely odorless. And, you know, you've used it before and after play sessions, which is what you're supposed to do.
Right.
Helps balance the pH. And I've actually been able to use it a few times on myself, too, because pH balance is not just for you.
Yeah.
It works for me as well. So if you're interested in giving something a go that's not going to, you know, take away that natural
flavor,
then you may want to check out Healthy Hoo Hoo and use our discount code STEPHANIECLASSX and get yourself